2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
This is Cougar Sports Saturday. Cougar Sports Saturday.
A presentation of KSL Sports.
Got it for three. Cougars by 20.
Every Saturday, all year long. BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans.
For Cougar fans.
It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte.
On your legacy home of BYU Sports.
KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
KSL News Radio and KSLSports.com. Mitch Harper here. BYU getting ready to take on the Texas State Bobcats this weekend and talk about the matchup and also this remarkable season thus far at the midway point. Joined now by BYU nose tackle, Caden Haas. Caden, welcome on into the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Appreciate you taking the time to talk with me here, Caden. And first off, congrats on the first career start last week against Houston. I know that was big shoes to fill to try to step in for Kairos Tonga, but you know, how do you feel you would assess your play in your first career start?
Yeah, I mean, Kairos is somebody who, you know, it's hard to replace. He's irreplaceable. He's a big part of our team. And, you know, this is my first start playing defense. I played offensive line my whole life, but since I've switched, I've loved it. You know, I started pretty slow in the first half. I think I was a little too amped up, but felt like I settled down in the second half and made a couple of tackles and, you know, felt like I did okay for my first start.
And when you talk about settling down, I know that I'm curious what was kind of maybe running through your mind on that first drive when Houston just bang, 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 they're moving down the field. Were you just thinking, man, this it wasn't looking this fast from the sidelines in previous weeks. What was kind of going through your mind then?
Yeah, I mean, they, you know, they had a good game plan coming out. You know, they've got some talented guys for sure. You know, I don't know. I felt like we played pretty hard and we're a little bit surprised with how they executed, but we're able to bring it back and shut them down. So,
and you and that defensive line had a lot of success, especially in the second half, and you guys were pretty much dominant for a lot of that second half in BYU coming from behind to get that 43-26 win. But I want to kind of get to know you a little bit, Caden, so Cougar Nation can get more familiar with you as you've, you know, had played in every game this year. And as you said, you switched over from offensive line to defensive line. But before you arrived at BYU, where did you go to high school? And talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I went to a private school in Little Rock, Arkansas, called Pulaski Academy. We're better known as the team that never punts. So it was a lot of fun playing in that kind of system. Our coach, Kevin Kelly, just phenomenal football mind and even better person. So it was a lot of fun to get to play in the, you know, really fast-paced offense and, you know, create a lot of turnovers with onside kicks. And, you know, I couldn't have asked for anywhere better to play high school ball. So it was pretty awesome.
And you were a center for Pulaski Academy. And I remember you were part of Kalani Sitake's first recruiting class in 2016. Why did you choose BYU?
Just the way that it worked out, it just made sense. I'd had an offer with Coach Mendenhall and his staff, and on the night that I called Coach Sujay to commit, he was calling me to tell me that, you know, they didn't have any scholarships left. So I was pretty bummed. you know, wasn't quite sure what I was going to do at that point. But then on my official visit, after the coaching staff changed over, and we had one-on-one meetings with Kalani, he offered me there, and I just committed on the spot. It just felt like, you know, it was the right place to be. So I was fortunate to, you know, to get a second chance with Kalani and his staff coming in.
And if I'm not mistaken, Caden, isn't your father, didn't he play at Utah? Am I right on that?
He did. He played. He was a tight end back in the early 90s. He did play for Utah. When I got recruited by the Y, it was, you know, he told me that he wear blue for the next 4 years and or 5 years or however many it was, and then never again. So
that's
a fun little rivalry.
That's great.
He supports me, though, so it's awesome. It's fun.
That's way cool. Talking again with Caden Haas here on KSL News Radio. You served your mission. So after you signed with BYU in 2016, we then kind of didn't see you for a long period of time because I know there was a gray shirt in there in between. But you served your mission to a place that a lot of folks in this state know about. You served it in St. George, Utah. How was that?
Oh, it was fantastic. People are surprised about how much missionary work actually goes on in Utah. I mean, there are so many, you know, non-members moving in from California and Las Vegas, and just a lot of work to be done. And the members down there are incredible. They took care of us, and you know, it was fun. I got to work on a little bit of football. I ran into Scott Young at the gym one day, and we did some field work after that. And he's just an awesome guy, and I was lucky to get to work with him while I was on my mission too. So.
Yeah, Scott Young, a BYU great, last offensive lineman to be selected in the NFL draft. So that's pretty cool that you got to know him a little bit. And then you come back from the mission. Like I said, you gray-shirted a year, is that correct, in 2018? Am I getting that right?
Kind of. I got home from my mission in October.
Okay.
So it just made sense to, you know, take a couple months and then come in January.
And then you enrolled in that January, and you competed at offensive mm-hmm. line, and you became – the backup to James Empey, and you did that for last year and redshirted. Yep. What led to the change from offensive line to defensive line? Who initiated that?
It was kind of funny the way it worked out. I was just in the weight room one day, and Coach Tuiaki asked me if I ever thought about playing D-line. And I just kind of put it out of my head. I was like, no, I'm a center. Like, I've always played center. But our head strength coach, Nuu, overheard and was in my ear for the next 3 weeks, just every day, like, hey, when are you switching to D-line? Because he played D-line at USC and then in the NFL for a couple of years, and he was in my ear every day. And then I, you know, got me thinking about it, and I called my dad. We talked about it, and I just went to Kalani with, like, okay, hey, here's the situation. What are your thoughts? Didn't tell him, you know, what I wanted to do either way. And his first, you know, response to me was like, oh, you know, I thought – you know, you could have played D-line right when you got here. Go ahead and go to defensive meetings. I think it's a good switch. And it just – I didn't expect it to happen that quick, but it did. So it was a great opportunity, and I've loved it. So.
And it's funny you mentioned the weight room, because I've heard that you're one of the strongest guys in the team. And I know you probably are a humble guy and don't want to brag a little bit, but what are some of your personal bests in the weight room? Because I know you guys put in a ton of work with Nuu.
Oh, Nuu is the man. I don't know. We never hit like a true, like, you know, one rep max. There's no need to, you know, to really to get up there. But, you know, I lift with Kyrus and Nysa and Zach Daw and all those guys. And, you know, they're all really strong. And me being the younger, just lucky I get to work out with them. You know, they've taught me a lot, and it's been cool to just to get to learn from them, especially come over to play D-line. So I get to lift with them every day and get to learn from them on the field. So, it's been good to get to work out with them.
What's been the biggest transition from offensive line to D line for you?
The playbook's a little easier on defense, but defense is a little bit more reactionary. And, you know, in playing O line my whole life, there's always an assignment, there's always an ID, and obviously things can change a little bit. But defense is a little bit more individual and just reacting to. You know, you have an area, you know, an assignment where you need to go, but just reacting to what happens in that area.
And that you're the defensive line to this point, you guys have had a lot of success. How valuable has it been to learn from guys like Kyrus, you know, Bracken, And then even guys on the edge like Zach Daw. I mean, just speak to that room right now and what you guys are accomplishing.
Oh, it's invaluable. I mean, those guys, I mean, Kyrus will, you know, definitely be in the NFL for years. I think, you know, Bracken and Zach and those guys have, you know, a chance to play as well. And especially coming in as a redshirt freshman and getting to learn from that kind of talent and just time, you know, playing here at BYU, it's invaluable. I wouldn't rather learn from anybody else, especially Kyrus at the nose. He's one of the best nose tackles in college football. So,
talking again with Caden Haas for a few more moments here, and I just want to ask you, I mean, earlier this year I had the chance to get married. I mean, I know it's kind of common at BYU a little bit, but what is that like juggling, you know, student athlete life and then you're managing your personal situation on the football field, the classroom, and then being married? What's that like juggling all those different entities?
It's definitely a lot, you know, having all those things in one, but to be honest, being married, I think actually makes it easier. You know, there's less distractions, less, you don't feel like you have to go out every night and hang out with people. I loved it. I got married in January and, it's been great. So I think it makes it easier. My wife kind of, you know, helps keep me in line and make sure, I'm doing everything I need to be doing. So it's been a great experience.
Do you feel like it's kind of maybe helped the team as a whole to where you guys maybe do have to just this quarantine, like your guys are having to stay, in as much of a bubble as you possibly can? Has it kind of helped you guys just being dialed in on the playbook and taking care of your stuff on the field? Do you feel like it's helped at all?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I think there's just less distractions, and a good percent of our team is married, so there comes a little bit more maturity in that. I think it's definitely helped. I mean, there's still, a good percent of our team that's either single or dating somebody. But I think just as a culture as a whole, I think it just helps with the maturity level of our team. So I think it's helped for sure.
Well, Caden, we appreciate you spending so much time with me here, and good luck this week against Texas State and the rest of the season. I know Cougar fans are really excited to continue watching you guys. And do you feel like it's going to be any sort of how do you think it will feel to see actual fans again at Lavelle Edwards Stadium this Saturday?
Oh, it'll be awesome. We're really excited. Having fans at Houston is awesome. I mean, the BYU faithful, it felt like we had more fans than they did. So it was awesome. We love everybody that comes out to support us, and I know that we'll have a good showing here this weekend. So we're excited to have them back for sure.
Yeah, being in that press box in Houston, I can. That pregame, it felt like you guys were at a home game, how loud those cheers were when you guys were leaving the field. Yeah. Well, Caden, again, appreciate it, man. Excited to see all your success and continuing to look forward to watching your career as you continue to develop. So appreciate the time.
Awesome. Thank you.
Caden Haas here on Cougar Sports Saturday. Appreciate that. We got to take a break, though, on the other side. We'll talk BYU football, read some of your texts here on Cougar Sports Saturday, powered by KSLSports.com.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.